Have you noticed this? The price of lumber has more than doubled over the last year. So consumers with home improvement projects are looking for ways to save. One of those ways is extreme do-it-yourself. We're talking about milling your own lumber. Emily Schwing reports from Anchorage.
Hans Dow spent the winter building a sawmill from scratch in his garage.
I was like, well, I want a sawmill. I can make a lot of stuff with it. I also need to learn how to weld.
Dow's sawmill is about half the size of an upright piano. Today, he's cutting dozens of boards to build garden boxes. First, he rolls a 9-foot log into place.
And then, most importantly, our earplugs, because it's kind of loud.
Then, he fires up his mill. He guides the jagged metal blade through the log.
It's as simple as that.
Dow spent $3,000 to build his sawmill. He'll save thousands on future projects, a shed, an outdoor bench, maybe a dresser. But not everyone takes do-it-yourself to this level.
What am I doing here?
All right, so I'll
obviously signing things.
71-year-old Phil Hudson is finishing the paperwork to buy a portable sawmill. For years, he's wanted to add on to his house. If he'd bought the lumber he needs last year, he says he'd have paid around $6 a board. This year, that price could be as high as $64 per board.
No, you can't pay these kind of prices. It's like go to the grocery store and spend $200 and leave with one bag of groceries.
This is the warranty.
Engine blows up, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Kate Sebring is the sales representative at the Alaska office for Woodmizer, a company that manufactures portable sawmills. The cheapest mill costs just over $3,000. Prices go up to nearly $60,000.
Do you guys have your own mill, too?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Sometimes, you'll have a customer who just wants a mill so bad, you don't have anything in stock, and you're like, oh, what's that mill right there? Oh, well, that's mine. Can I buy that from you? And this has happened more than once.
Before the pandemic, this Woodmizer office took an order for one sawmill per week. Now, Sebring takes deposits for 3 or 4 sawmills a day.
Demand for lumber kind of bounced back, even as supply remained constrained.
Jeremy Moses is a lumber market analyst with Ibis World. He says the pandemic led to shutdowns for home builders, furniture manufacturers, and large-scale commercial sawmills.
But at the same time, a lot of people wanted more space through the pandemic, more space to work from home. People who are kind of stuck at home wanted more furniture, and people buying new homes also bought new furniture.
Even though Moses says the sales of portable sawmills right now are a bright spot, the summer construction season for some people is still dim.
Kind of, yeah. We had a lot of trouble with building houses and getting material.
Don Morgan wanted a sawmill so badly, he took a 2-hour flight to Anchorage from his remote native village of Aniak. Instead of ordering building supplies months in advance and shipping them to Aniak, he'll just ship a sawmill.
Are you excited, Don?
Can't wait.
Really?
I can't stay still. If I have lumber, I gotta build something.
At $10,000, the price is a tough number to swallow for Morgan. But the sawmill is also a long-term investment. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Anchorage.